Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the ultimate classic rock podcast, with a new episode released every single day. I'm Paul Stevenson. Thanks as always for hitting play. Now, today is December the 1st, and the countdown to the end of the year is on. And on this day in 1971 was the release of one of the iconic Christmas songs, John Lennon's Happy Christmas, War Is Over. On this day in 1991, now I love this story, Alice in Chains star Jerry Cantrell was on a hunting trip. He didn't hurry back though, as he thought November had 31 days in it. This caused the band to miss their next show, which was opening for Van Halen in Memphis. Oops. On this day in 2006, another oops moment, GQ magazine hit the shelves with a story about Kid Rock and Pamela Anderson being the newlyweds of the year. Problem was, between the wedding and the publishing date, the couple had already divorced. Speaking of weddings, ZZ Top's Billy Gibbons got married on this day in 2005 for the first time. He was 55 years old at the time when he married his longtime girlfriend, Gilligan Stillwater. And on this day in 1944, Eric Bloom, lead singer of Blue Oyster Cult, was born. Happy 78th birthday, Eric. But for today's show, we focus on one of the most controversial moments on British television history. Yes, on this day in 1976, the Sex Pistols appeared on the Today programme and swore. It's gone down in legendary folklore now and managed to simultaneously destroy the career of presenter Bill Grundy and highlight the growing punk movement even further. Now with me to talk all about this scandalous affair is the brilliant host of the Strange Brew podcast, Jason Barnard.
The Sex Pistols' appearance on the Bill Grundy Today Show in December 1976 is one of the biggest controversies in British TV history. Queen had been booked, but Freddie Mercury had a toothache and had to make his first trip to the dentist's in over a decade. Their label, EMI, offered their new signing, the Sex Pistols, as a last-minute replacement. The Pistols at the time were rehearsing for their Anarchy tour and had limited experience of TV interviews. They were reluctant to go on, but their manager, Malcolm McLaren, threatened to stop their wages. After pre-drinks in the green room and entering the TV studio with the Bromley contingent, including Susie Sue and Stephen Severin from Susie and the Banshees, it didn't start well with the Pistols, with Grundy referring in his introduction to the band being more drunk than I am. They then started mimicking Grundy reading the autocue. Bill challenged them on their anti-materialistic credentials as they just accepted a £40,000 upfront advance from EMI. "We've effing spent it, ain't we?" said Steve Jones. The producers decided to let the interview continue. Even to queue up a film in the pre-digital age took time, therefore it was best just to carry on. This was the last segment on the show. But it got worse. Grundy, age 53, flirted with Susie Sue, who was 19. This set off Steve Jones. "You dirty sod. You dirty old man." But Grundy goads Jones. "Go on, you've another 5 seconds. Say something outrageous." Steve responds, "You dirty bastard, you dirty effer," adding the phrase, "What an effing rotter." The careers of Grundy and the Pistols were never the same afterwards. Grundy was disciplined by Thames TV, with the Today Show cancelled 2 months later, and Bill never worked in primetime TV again. He died of a heart attack in 1993 at the age of 69. The Sex Pistols later referred to this moment in the song No One Is Innocent, the biggest blow. And the scandal turned the group into stars, but the chaos meant it just wasn't sustainable. EMI dropped them, gigs were cancelled, Glenn Matlock left and Sid Vicious joined, and there were very few true Sex Pistols songs added into the group, with Nevermind the Bollocks being their sole defining LP. So that was the Sex Pistols on Bill Grundy.
And a big thanks to Jason Barnard from the Strange Brew podcast there. Please do check out his podcast. He interviews loads of brilliant guests from the musical world, from the 60s to the present day. Always top shows, so please go back and give it a listen. But that's it for December the 1st. I'll be back tomorrow with more on This Day Rock goodness. But until then, take care.